The shed was built in the mid-50s. We're looking at three coastal rooms, two of which are timber construction. We're actually standing on timber floor. So, yeah, it's an old packing shed.
It's got a great atmosphere, though, hasn't it? I mean, seeing you in it, just telling the stories about it, it's pretty much a working heirloom.
Yeah, look, it's part of the history of Tasmania and we're a pear orchard. We're still part of the apple industry, I guess. This area, the Tasman Peninsula, was known far more for its pear-growing ability. A lot of pears were grown here historically. We're the last ones left now. But it's still a good spot. It's conducive for growing pears here.
You've just finished the pear season a little earlier than usual. Tell us, how has it been?
Yeah, look, we finished in March, Sally, and we've never finished in March before.
Ever?
No, never finished. But the seasons are getting shorter, and there's a lot of reasons going on there. We used to grow apples, but we don't really grow apples anymore, so that used to push it out. Things like Democrats used to keep us going into May once upon a time. But we finished on the 24th of March, I think, but we did start on the 23rd of February, which probably made us amongst the earliest starters in palm fruit in Tassie. We have started on the 23rd. My grandfather did start on the 23rd a few years ago, so that's an interesting fact with all the current talk about climate change and things. It has been done before, so it wasn't an all-over record.
What about the size of your harvest then, given it was a short and sharp season?
We ended up about 70 bins down on last year, which in the scheme of things I was quite comfortable with and quite happy. I was worried that we were going to be down further. That rain that the state had third week, I think, of January was crucial. We'd have been in diabolical trouble if we hadn't had that. And there was another 16 mil in the second week of February, which was just beautiful. It doesn't matter how much irrigation you put on fruit trees, you can't do what Mother Nature can provide.
So now that you've harvested this crop, you'll keep in storage and feed it out through November. How is the market for pears going?
I think it might be all right this year. It's very much a world market, even down here in Tasmania. We're not exporters anymore. This family business was made on exporting, as a lot of us were. Unfortunately, we're not anymore. But we are still subject to what the export market is doing, in as much that the Northern Victorians are our competitors. And if the export market is good, then the Northern Victorians will go there and put less pressure in here. This business and Tasmanian farmers are very dependent on Tasmanians and their loyalty to eat Tasmanian fruit.
We've had a big campaign, of course, by Australian for Tasmanian-grown vegetables. Mm. How loyal are Tasmanians to buying Tasmanian fruit?
Look, I think it's getting better. It has to continue to improve because, look, it just doesn't make sense for Tasmanian farmers, not just this business, but Tasmanian farmers to be pushed out of business because Tasmanians are not prepared to buy Tasmanian.
Do you have the support from the retailers? I mean, do they brand the local product enough?
That's a difficult one. Look, in some cases, yes. The independents are generally pretty good. And generally, they do support Tasmanian business, in my experience. The supermarkets are difficult. I deal with Woolworths. And I have got to say, over the last three-year period, they have been supportive. But at the same time, they do continue to buy Victorian fruit.
Scott, I can just hear a shower of rain on the tin roof. Is that good news to you?
Oh, look, it's been the driest fruit season that I think I've ever seen. As far as time lost, was very minimal, which is good on one hand. But post-harvest now, which is what we're looking at putting some post-harvest, we've got one on and we're looking at putting a second one on. Yeah, the trees are looking for a bit of water, and that would be good to get some nutrition into them to help this post-harvest go in. This is supposed to be a bit about on the forecast, but yeah, it's a very dry period, and certainly the state knows that with all our woes with electricity and dam levels. Yeah, it's been a funny season.
So you're tuned to the Tasmanian Country Hour. We're in the packing shed the last pear orchard on the Tasmanian Peninsula. We've had a lot of debate about the backpack attacks and what that's going to be set at, and of course that's still being debated with the parliamentarians in Canberra. But what are your thoughts about that? How should it be changed? Should it be changed? And how important is it for you bringing your crop in?
Backpackers make up about 25 to 30% of my workforce in the orchard. Typically they won't be used here in the shed. I have all locals in here. But backpackers are very important for us. We have a very good run with them. They are always keen, they're always willing to work, and they turn up.
And are they talking about the changes underway? Do you think it's a preoccupation for them?
Look, I think so. If they talk about it, they're talking about a flat 19%, I think, is that correct? I think that's a good compromise if the changes that they make discourage the backpackers from coming and they don't turn up. Then, yeah, I'll be certainly in a spot of bother, because I can honestly say that the 25% of workforce that was filled by backpackers, I didn't get applications from local people. So, okay, if I'm not getting backpackers, how am I going to fill my workforce? So I consider that this business supports local people as best we can, as much as, you know, we're quite happy to employ local people. They don't turn up. What can we do?
Tom Clark Hansen, you're a next generation here on the farm. You've just been listening here to Scott about the season. What brings you to the family farm?
I've just finished a Bachelor of Agriculture at UTAS. My degree certainly opened my eyes to the future and what it might hold. And, I'm certainly positive, and hopefully we can still compete in a changing economy and grow some successful pears and make some money at the end of the day, I guess.
You think there's some good science to be and good technology out there to shape the future of farming?
Yeah, definitely. And I think especially in horticulture, the innovation that's come in the last 10, 15, maybe even 20 years can certainly boost our production and the capabilities of horticulture across Tasmania and across the world.
Scott, how does it change the way you think about the future of the farm, having Tom part of it?
Oh, a lot. Yes, a lot. I think if I was entirely fair with myself, the last quite a number of years that the farm's been on a holding pattern, waiting. Further investment was difficult to make without a certainty of a future, which it certainly looks like we've got now. And so we're looking at expanding enterprises and changing the way we do things and looking at other areas of other ways to earn income to supplement this business.
Well, sounds exciting and interesting. Perhaps a few more visits to the future for the ABC Country Hour.
Yes. We won't talk too much about them just at this point in time.
No, just tease us. We wish you well for the season.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you for coming down.